For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the president, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the president tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the president got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that it turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
House Republicans are showing they back President Trump's border wall.
The A's are 217 and the nays are 185. The motion is adopted.
They passed a spending bill to keep the government operating into February, and it includes money for a border wall. That's a non-starter, according to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The bottom line is simple. The Trump temper tantrum will shut down the government, but it will not get him his wall.
Senators have been told to expect a bill around midday on Friday. Should the bill not pass, it's back to square one ahead of a midnight deadline. Stocks continue to slide. The Dow plunged 464 points. Market analyst Hugh Johnson says the looming shutdown could send more tremors through investors.
It's not good for the news for the economy. It's not good news for the earnings of companies. And investors see that, and that's why they're selling or they're reducing their exposure to stocks, just in case this is a long, drawn-out shutdown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General Carl Racine is suing Facebook over its user data collection and protection practices. USA's Chris Barnes is in the nation's capital.
The lawsuit filed by the district's Attorney General Carl Racine targets Facebook mainly for its entanglement with Cambridge Analytica, a political consultancy that harvested names, likes, and other data from the social site without users' permission. But the lawsuit also accuses Facebook of violating the district's Consumer Protection Procedures Act by misleading users on data security, failing to properly monitor third-party apps, and failing to disclose the Cambridge Analytica breach, among other issues. DC in its lawsuit says it wants to compel Facebook to take steps to avoid violating its consumer protection rules in the future, as well as to pay restitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The list for the most mispronounced words of the year is out. The Babbel language app says many people had a difficult time with the Democrat from Texas,
Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
Another tongue twister, Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who was murdered in Turkey. Also, the official language of Wakanda in the movie Black Panther is Ifikosa makes the list. And the offensive tackle who helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl is
Haleakalawatu-Vaitai.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com.